It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be my neighborhood brewery? This is the perfect pour.
Hey, welcome to the perfect pour craft beer. Yeah!
First of the year. Oh, yeah.
I'm Mikey.
I hate you both.
Yeah.
All right. We're not doing our job until Matt is disgruntled with us.
10 seconds in, Matt is annoyed with this already.
I'm the Mikey. Nick.
That's the Nick.
The Nick.
I'm Matt.
That's Matt. We're all here. The crew. The core crew is here.
Crackers and dogs.
No guests. We're just having beers and talking beers.
And we're all out of talk.
Yep. Let's just have some beers. A little tailgating, a little cleaning up of where we started. We've barely started, man. We're just like here, right with you. We have barely started our day of drinking. All right, and we had one from Fontana Jim. Donated to the show. Eight. Wasn't it Fontaine Jim's?
Yep. Yeah.
Interesting.
Some kind of tagging on here.
Interesting choice. What was that, Nick?
Huss Brewing Co. Coffee Kolsch. Coffee style Kolsch. So it's named Coffee Kolsch, and it's a coffee style Kolsch, in case you're wondering.
Hmm.
And did you guys already peek at the ABV?
I did not.
No. Oh, man. Yeah, alcohol. Guess the alcohol.
Can you remember
game
that far, that long
starting
ago?
Starting right off the bat, yeah. I want to say that was probably like 4.7.
4.2.
Wow. Mikey, been beefing up your ABV skills.
What happened?
4.8.
Yeah. That's a higher end for a Kolsch.
I think he was practicing over the holiday break.
Maybe
New Year's he locked himself in the closet.
New Year's Eve, man.
Locking myself in the closet. Gonna do some studying.
Beer drinking closet.
A lot of experimenting. New Year's Eve.
I didn't know. What? Please tell us.
No. I didn't.
Nope.
Closet beers.
Closet.
Honey,
it's closet festival.
Don't bother me. I'm drinking.
Hey, is he in the closet? Yes.
Hold my call. Hey.
I'm doing important work in here.
This is my office.
Shut up. Thank you.
So, yeah, I'm going to start off one the year.
Kicking
one
it
nothing.
Off.
I'm going to start marking them.
Ooh.
One nothing me.
We need a tally board.
One nothing nothing. I'm the best. Right now,
I'm the best.
2007's. Best beer alcohol guesser, me, Mikey.
The major award
You're
goes
listening
to Mikey.
To him, gentlemen and ladies.
Somebody's listening, not me.
That was a weird beer, though.
Yes.
Weird-ass beer. Weird-ass beer, Fontana Jim.
Lukewarm coffee.
We also, I got a 12, there's a new variety pack from Sierra Nevada out right now. Got it on sale for $13.
Whoa.
12-pack.
Buck of
German,
beer?
It's got German-style IPA as one of them. It's four different beers, four different IPAs. One's German-style, one's black, one's a peach,
yeah, something
and one's peach. a pale torpedo, which I don't understand. I haven't looked at yet. I don't understand. I thought torpedoes are double, right?
Right.
Isn't torpedo double IPA? So it's extra pale torpedo? Are they trying to say it's like a low
I didn't even notice that on the
torpedo?
Bottle.
I don't know. We'll probably get to
we'll
it
get
here.
To that.
But
so either Sierra Nevada is trying to make a revolution by price dropping, or they're that unimpressed with their own beer. They're like, just
put on
get
sale.
Rid of it.
$13.
Just get rid of it.
But the German style IPA is the first one we've started with on these new Sierra Nevadas. It's Hopfen Ale. So their take on what Germans try to make an IPA, this is what Sierra Nevada thought about.
See, this is what you do.
This is what you do. Oh, yeah? This is what you do when you do us.
Yeah. How about that?
That's what they did. So, I don't know. This is kind of a weird... I don't really know what to do with this. What did you guys...
Not bad. Maybe a in-between beer. Day drinker.
Maybe.
I didn't spit it out. But
it isn't bad. It's just it's different, I guess.
They properly warned you thing. Of what you were drinking.
Yeah, they warned you. I'm not trying to fool you. It's a German style IPA, guys. You want to have it? Go ahead.
We're not lying. This really is a German style IPA.
It was the nicest thing they could have done.
No regrets.
So there we go. We're caught up on
what
we're drinking at this moment. And I guess we should just go ahead and start culturing.
All right. Let's get a beer going while we're culturing.
Oh, ooh, one of those too. A new beer. Their first official 2007 beer. 2017.
Got to go back in time. That.
Are we BoJack Horseman I've been doing right that. Now?
Everywhere.
Sorry, guys.
Go!
I brought my flux capacitor to my backpack. We might have gone back.
Because we did record last week's before New Year's, so.
No, we didn't.
We are actually physically in 2017 now.
Top pour. First top pour of the year.
Dang! Nick got the first top pour.
Yeah, this year's going to be great.
I have bottom pour.
This smells like an IPA.
This was donated to the show by Kelly.
Ah, that's where that came from.
This is Ex Novo from Portland. Dynamic Dual IPA, double IPA. I guess I messed up the ABV game by saying that. Did you guys see it? All right. I know it.
I know it's a double.
Yeah, you know it's a double. Double IPA made with Centennial and Boadicea. Hops? Do you guys know that one? Boadicea. Boadicea. Or C-E-A.
Bodica?
Boadicea.
Mm-hmm. No, sir.
It's got kind of a 70s kind of vibe, comic book kind of vibe on the label. Smells nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 8.2.
Tad malty.
Matt's going with 8.2.
Like Pine Sol. Well, since I learned my lesson last week, I'm going to say 7.9.
Wow. The Nick.
What?
Is 8.0.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What is going on here?
Matt's getting some serious competition this week.
I'm not off by much, though.
No. Nope. You're right there, but you're we're battling even harder, though. We want it more than you.
Matt's like, the tubes aren't even warmed up yet.
I'm not sure what to think about this.
It's not bad.
I think I would like to try. I'd like to have a single version, not a double version.
True. Single IPAs are the way to go.
Ooh. I like it, though. This is definitely one of the better Portland ones I've had. Ex Novo.
Yeah, Portland. Take that.
Yeah, Portland. Take that. Backhanded compliment.
Yep. Is it honey or is it something sweet about it?
Maybe that's that weird hop.
Oh, that's the effect the hop has on it. Hopalopagus. The Hopalopagus.
All right. What we got out there floating out in the culture of a craft beer, independently owned or partially independently owned craft beer.
Please consult the chart.
Yes. Look at the chart on the Facebook page.
Modern Times has published their calendar for the year, so you can officially drool all over the things that you want.
What is – not to ruin any – looking out for us, but what's Monday or Monday? Whew, man, dude, I am not with it this week. What's January's releases?
Oh, you actually want me to?
No, never mind. We'll get it in Big Country or looking out for.
No, we'll get to it. Just don't know.
But yeah.
I just want them all.
Well, listen later. Give you those bottle release dates.
It's a coffee nitro, isn't it?
Yeah, there we go.
That's one of them I saw. That's in my looking out for. So I thought maybe that was an IPA, though. Hmm. That's what I was hoping to
That would out. Be weird and yeah. also sounds exactly like Modern Times.
So Modern Times, the calendar is out.
Yeah, no, that's the January
release. Everybody's probably releasing their calendar at this time, right? Won't they be? All your favorite people. Breweries' calendars. Do you guys have a calendar put together, Tioga Sequoia?
It's internal and for accounts. We don't really have a public one.
Nobody needs to see it. You people.
Nobody cares.
Well, yes, speaking of Modern Times there, you might have heard this. I heard this. I had this already in my notes, but then I heard it on SD Beer Talk as well. But, they are opening up a new tap room in Encinitas, which if you don't know your Southern California geography, just a little north of San Diego. And this is of particular interest to me because this is where one of my best friends, Derek, lived. This is where I stay when I go down to San Diego is Encinitas. And there isn't that much around where he lives, you know, very super close. There's nothing within bike riding distance, really, and nothing really within walking distance. You usually got to jump on a freeway to get somewhere or jump across a freeway or something. Well, now there's going to be a Modern Times tap room in Encinitas, baby.
Dang.
So I won't need to leave, really. Now.
Never.
So, you know, when I'm in San Diego, you'll know to go to the Modern Times in Encinitas. I think it's going to open up sometime this year. According to Brian from SC Beer Talk, you can put together a tap room in no time. So he thinks it'll be open by summer, early summer. They'll be running, up and running with that new Modern Times.
Depends all the paperwork you have to do.
Yeah. They always say, well, of course, the brewery is different than the tap room, but they always say plan for 6 months, you know, for 6 months longer than your plan is for.
It's too true.
Too true.
4 to 6 months to accomplish the same thing that you originally intended to.
Did you guys do any converting over the holidays? Of people that may necessarily craft beer drinkers, but where you're like, hey, try this.
Negative.
I met.
You've converted people. Everybody.
No, all the ones. It was a very small get together this holidays. So everybody there was already accustomed to the craft beer.
They're already used to your crap.
Yeah, pretty much. Here comes Nick and that crappy ice box.
All that friggin' wanky ass tasting beer.
Seven beers. Not one of them's the same. You like that one? Too bad. That was the only one.
The Rebel Raw Pack.
I posted a picture of my ice chest during Christmas, and Hal was just pointing out, this just I tried to make it so everybody has something, some style they go to. And
what
and,
a guy.
And somebody mentioned, like, oh, they like they all got a – something to the effect of, you know, they all – it's all craft beer or something like that, and don't give – and I said, well, hey, I'm the one paying for the beer, so – Either they get to drink, if they want to drink, they're going to have to drink craft beer. They don't have any choices. I'm not that open. I don't go like, oh, you know,
what is everybody cousin
Ted and Uncle Ron like Bud Light, so I'll get them Bud Light. No, I'll get them a Pilsner from Uinta. That's what I'll get them. And they'll deal with it because they want to drink and they didn't bring fucking beer themselves, so they get to drink that.
There it is. Lay down the law. If you want to
come to my house and drink crappy beer, then you got to bring it. And that's fine. I'm not going to stop you. But
I am buying your shitty beer.
I am not going to help you out. Just like when I go to a party, I bring my – if I expect to drink good beer, I'm going to make sure I'm going to bring some. I'm not going to be like, they better have crap beer here.
I'm guessing you're going to get a nice chest installed in the back of the truck.
Yeah, I need that.
For every situation.
That's how they try and sell like Nissan trucks these days. Get a, look at these cool ice chests in the back of the pickup. What about the truck? Cool ice chest in the back of the pickup, yeah. Bro.
Where are you going to put your craft beer?
Yeah.
You're always going to a party. You need craft beer.
Here you go. Just forget about the rest of the truck. Yeah. Look at this cool ice chest back here.
Yeah, engine's extra, but here's an ice chest.
What else? What else?
The ultimate craft beer truck. Complete with light bar.
Portlandia is back.
Yes.
Yay.
The big question for us here, well, will there be more Spike? They've kind of forgotten about Spike as a character. And
is it because we talked about it?
Maybe.
Did they hear our show?
Spike is over.
Spike. Oh, these guys?
These guys are talking about Spike. Spike is over.
Spike is over.
Or will there be finally a character working in a brewery, whether a brewer or just somebody in a tap room character? Yes. This is so calling for this character. The show is so calling for a character from a craft brewery or just a beer geek. One of these, or just, it is, it, that show is just laid out for this, and they've yet to do it in like four or 5 years of Portlandia.
Where's just, the artisan brewer?
Yeah.
Looking for locally it's sourced just, ingredients to put in his beer. That show
screams out to put in a beer geek and a character in the show, and they've yet to do it. So will this be the season? No.
Probably not.
They're like, no.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Not going to get my hopes up, but getting my hopes up at the same time.
But still, getting my hopes up. Well, hopefully we'll have something to play from that. What else is going on
in the
culture of craft beer?
I fear we're nearing the end of craft beer.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
We now have our first indie light beer.
What is that? What are you talking about?
Figaro Mountain is going to release in 2017 the Light Pilsner. Or is it Light Lager? I can't remember what the tag said. But it says in, you know, simple label, like we always joke about the generic beer having white label letters. Like, they pretty much did that.
That's what for Jovita's Pilsner is like.
Which is simple.
Mm-hmm.
Plainish.
Very Miller, old Milwaukee-ish.
So there's that. You now have your independent light beer.
Oh, it's over.
It's over. Out of ideas.
It does seem like we're, it's still growing, but there's just there's no meteor rise in craft beer anymore. It's just, we've made this big rise and now it's just kind of slowly going upwards now, you know,
tapering off.
There isn't much room to make another big leap at this point. I mean, Fresno, we're still catching up. We still got a lot of exciting catching up to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it seems like it gets the feeling that San Diego is like, they've sort of reached their, zenith, but like they're getting more closures now. Like it's starting to.
Are they're losing?
The peak is starting to, not excessively in comparison to how many they open. But it's just
there's still two a day versus
the week are getting weeded out. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to get away with just opening up craft beer. Hey, craft beer.
Hey, we got hops.
Hey,
come and taste our hops.
You're not going to get away with that anymore. If anyone ever really did, I guess.
But. So you think we're going to see more Chuck Silvas around? More
maybe
ex big time brewers breaking off and opening these maybe. Little tiny.
I noticed, how Modern Times is opening up all these different things and field work is opening up all these remote tap rooms. I guess that's like the trend maybe that's going to continue into 2017 is breweries opening up tap rooms.
Multiple
everywhere.
Places and or these grand adventure type places like the.
Yeah, Modern Times is doing.
Yeah. So they're going to go push to the extremes now. They're going to be super small, like neighborhood brewery or. Extra large fun time palace explosion.
Yes. I think Tioga's ripe for a remote tap room. Ooh. Bakersfield.
It's not the only thing that's happening here. Studio dog. God damn.
Dang. Sorry, you're on the wrong side of the studio.
Whoa. Whoa, I'm at the fire end over here.
Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, everybody.
Maybe that was a burp because it ain't smelling over here.
That was bad.
Bad dog.
It could happen. We'll see. Tioga could expand into different parts of town.
Oh, just parts of town.
But it's definitely the thing to do. You know, so many people are fighting for space on store shelves and stuff like that. It's just open a tap room, make it a destination, or just, you know, mix it in with the local scenery somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tioga should put in a room that looks like a cave and make it rain in there so you could have indoor shower beers.
Yes. Do it.
Yes.
We're in a drought, bro.
That's not recycled cool, man. Water.
That's not cool, bro.
It's recycled water.
recycled beer.
Don't mixed drink with this water.
Beer with recycled water. Showered water. Mm.
Or you could do craft beer jacuzzi and jams.
Jacuzzi and jams.
Jacuzzi and jams. Everybody has their own jacuzzi in front of a stage. And people will serve you brunch while you're in the jacuzzi.
There's a Reggie sent this to me. I think I've seen it other places too, but Reggie said it. There's a company making a beer called specifically shower beer. And it's just very simple. Like, and it's got like sort of a shampoo bottle kind of lettering and hashtag shower beer. They're very and it's a 10%, which is just, that doesn't seem like right for me.
Oh, wasn't it like a 10% beer in like a 3-ounce bottle or something?
Yeah.
Like
that? It's a small bottle.
Thought I saw that somewhere.
Yeah.
It's out there.
It's on our page.
What? Lord.
Tog's blowing it up over here.
Damn it.
What do you feed him?
Stuff.
Well, speaking of tiny breweries and Chuck Silva, Full Pint is reporting he's officially open for business in the Paso.
Knew it.
Sweet Bee.
Already had it.
In the 805 area code. I know. You guys have had it. I still have not had
it. Oh.
Have not had it.
Almost we're going to.
But 1,500 square feet. That's it. That's like most people's houses.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Which good is luck. Good.
Good luck first brewery release.
Oh yeah, you just got to go there and find it and speak easy style. We gave you the details on how to find it a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
or we didn't, but people on the show did.
People on the show did.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Was that when Roger came by?
Yeah,
yeah, I was there.
Yeah,
Tony Bags and totally. Roger gave us the details on how to find it. What? Is that all the culture we have? Could that be all the culture?
Could it be? Have you seen... I was thinking about what else could breweries do in these subscription boxes like Mikey gets all the time, or used to anyway. They seem to be a thing. The Star Wars box. I was like, I've never seen a craft beer subscription box. And so, of course, I Google it thinking I have the greatest idea in the world. And they already exist.
Oh, yeah.
But not in the way I was thinking. Like, they're either, you know, 6 different beers every month. Like, you actually get beer in the box. Mm-hmm. You could do that kind of subscription box. But I was thinking, like, beer swag, like, you know, coasters and shirts and stuff. And those exist, too, but they're generic. It's just, like, a coaster that says beer, hops.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Ooh, that one's, I've been wanting one of those.
Socks that look like a pint glass.
Yeah.
Or t-shirt that says, I heart beer.
Yes. Those are the kind of gifts you get from like a uncle or a parent that just like kind of vaguely
hey,
like,
we heard you like beer.
I think
beer.
He likes beer. Let's get him this. He'll love this.
But I think breweries should actually do Like, you should be able to order a subscription box and get a full brewery's worth of swag, like a Modern
California,
Times box.
California breweries.
Yeah.
I think there's one of brewery t-shirts. I've seen a brewery t-shirt one.
That's cool, but, like, you should get one of everything, like their opener and their coaster and their stickers. I saw, like, Tioga had a gift basket set up for the holidays. You could go down and buy the...
Matt looks like, I think that's bullshit.
The gift basket of Tioga stuff.
News to me.
The one sitting on your counter right in front of you?
We created a basket of new items.
Oh, that's not for sale?
But it was not as a basket.
That should have been for sale. You should have been selling that basket. Like, here, give this gift to your favorite Tioga drinker. No.
These are new items you may have not seen before.
No. Well, the cute little picnic basket was not a good display for that.
I don't know where that came from. It was in a cardboard box.
That was on a podcast night when you weren't there. They're like, you want to do stuff that Matt doesn't like? Let's do it on the perfect pour night. He is not here.
They do it
in a basket.
Do it all the time.
Damn. I have reservations about doing this.
Oh. You don't want to open up this new beer here?
I do, but it's quite a departure from our current.
Hey, that's good. We need switch ups.
Oh,
what was that?
It was council fooling
me. Oh, that was a. Nope.
Too soon. Too soon.
Who left discovering the knife out? There's a cork in there.
Who left the knife out in this thing? There's a good sound for you.
Yes, come on. Dun 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 dun.
Step two.
Da 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 da.
And it broke.
I love gold.
Close enough.
Boo to corks and beer.
Nailed it.
Now Nick is going back in.
Sounds like a play-by-play for something
got
else.
He's a cork stuck in there. He's got to get it out. Honey, you got to get this cork out. He's doing it. He's trying to...
With the ripping and the tearing.
He's trying to use leverage. Now he's trying to use pure manly power.
Do not break.
He's worried. Oh, yay! It's open!
Ooh.
Well, what do we have here, Nick?
A deadlock. Dark sour ale aged in oak barrels with black currants.
Currants.
This is Black Sunshine.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that. I heard a little fizz in there, too.
There's some fizz. Man, that smells good. Currently stealing all the aroma.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, I think somebody should do secret. Like, you don't know what brewery stuff you're getting.
Yeah.
But make it a real brewery, please.
Yeah.
Not like
legit stuff.
Not like Sam's Craft Brewery Emporium.
Yep.
Like, don't make up a brewery. Like, give me some Modern Times swag, some field work.
I smell some barrel.
Like, you know, leftover crowler labels or...
Something.
Koozies. Like, whatever old swag, last year's labeling.
That would probably be, well...
Just throw it in the box and start giving them away.
I would say that would be tough, but... To gather, but I think you could just do it on in 1 week, if that's your business... You know, you just make a run around a bunch of California breweries in a week and buy up all the stuff or whatever, work out some sort of deal. And then
well, yeah, I'm sure you'd have to contact them and figure out how much they have. But it seemed to be like you had a chance to view the order and you could either accept it or skip it. And then it was like 2 weeks before it shipped.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems like, you know, you have at least – that much time to put it together and find out how many orders you're actually going to have before they get to ship them out.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody has one of these, wants to just subscribe us and we'll talk about it. So, mm-hmm. so just put us on your list and we'll talk about it. We accept items for mentions on the show.
Speaking of, it may not be the mention you want.
But yeah. Where's our sonic foamer in there?
Where's our sonic foamer?
That one.
And our physics.
The physics.
Which is looking more like a paper towel holder than a.
No.
Paper towel holder. That's for sure.
It's a physics. Try the new physics. What do you guys think of this deadlock from Council Brewing?
Nice.
It is tart.
It's a little tart.
I think it's not tart enough.
It's not overly tart, but it's definitely tart. Dark sour ale.
It's juicy.
Juicy.
Exactly what I was looking for.
Oh, man. It's hitting your spot.
Mm-hmm. Right in my spot.
Nick, right in his spot.
I would like a price check on this, please.
Before we get to any emails or finish out culture here, Guy Craig, one of our UK listeners, I ranted about Buxton Brewery and their Yellow Belly beer and their packaging of it, how it's a KKK thing, and that it's just bad. I think it's just bad for them to be doing. Whether their point is to spread, whether even if their point is for it to be spread for people to not be racist. I just thought it's just bad. It's bad choice, bad usage. And a guy emailed just kind of somewhat defending the brewery, Buxton Brewery. Yellow Belly is actually a collaboration between Buxton and Omnipolo. Omnipolo is a Swedish brewer. If you ever see a Omnipolo beer, my advice is to drink it. They're a Nevaskasten Darkzar Matrix Ship IPA is amazing, and I have heard very good things about other beers that they do. Number two, I definitely understand that launching Yellow Belly in the U.S. would be a very bad idea. However, over here, I think it's just a chance to have a pop at the KKK. You may remember in Django Unchained when Tarantino did a similar thing. I think we do not really take the KKK very seriously over here, as they almost seem the least scary group preaching religious hatred, just a bunch of rednecks, etc. Although maybe we should be more. I realize in history they have done some terrible things. Anyway, as the KKK never existed over here, they seem less real and subject to matter seems less sensitive. So I don't think this is right. I just trying to explain why it is less of a big deal over here and why this got through, but there would not, would no way be, but there would no, why this got through, but there would no way be a Hitler beer, et cetera, would ever get through. As for beer itself, it's a good stout, very sweet and biscuit-like, not much peanut butter. And I think Nick would like it. Mm-hmm. However, my main message is not to put Omnipolo and Buxton on your ban list for the reasons above. Keep up the good work. I think that I thought of that too. Is like, yeah, what if what if an American brewer just put out like a bottle with a Hitler with a swastika?
Oh man!
Just like yeah, no. And just covered it in like a brown sack with a swastika, like a medallion over it or wrapped around or something. I mean, people would be like, "What the fuck is this?" And yeah, like he says over there, we would never. But I could almost see it coming out, and over there, it would never. That could never fly. Whereas I've. Something spoofing the KKK does. So, but I kind of suspected that. It's just like they're kind of a little naive to do it, what they're doing, but still is dumb.
Dumb. Omnipolo. I've only had one beer from them. I think it was called Table Beer.
Did we take that? Do we have that?
I don't remember if we had it here. The fort had it.
Oh, because it seems like I've had an Omnipol beer. It must have been that.
Okay.
Well, Swedish brewer Omnipol. Swedish. Looking out for, bro. Well, what, we got any more culture? Dutch. Not the Dutch.
Dutch. It's so damn evil.
Are we all clear in the culture?
I believe, yes.
All right. You know what that means.
Beer, please.
Damn it! I did that the same freaking thing last week.
Nice job.
It means this. Will you call me tonight? Me. Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. You can call us about stuff. Tell us things that are happening in your thing.
In your thing.
I didn't mean it to come out like that. But
wow.
It did.
It's in your thing.
And we'll play it on the show, just like this one.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's Evil Circle here. So I just got done listening to the podcast on Friday morning here. The answer to Mikey's question about the ABV game. Tell you the truth, most of the times I really don't like it.
Finally.
Here's my two cents on it. Okay, it's fun for you guys. It's fun doing it when you're drinking beer. But for us listeners, hey, when we're driving around, it's not exactly like we're trying the beers that we have in front of you. So, you know, playing with buddies is fun, but listening to it on a podcast, not so fun. Because guess what? We're not the ones trying it. So,
what?
Little challenge for you guys. You guys want to try it? Why don't you guys do the ABV game without actually drinking the beer and see how fun it is for you guys to play? Because that's how we're playing on the listener side. So. Just my two cents, but hopefully get to listen to you guys next year, and it's going to be an awesome year coming up in 2017, so keep up the good work.
Yeah, what'd you do it?
So what does that mean, Mikey?
Guess it may be via beer you're not drinking.
Is it dead? Did it just die? Or do we carry on?
I think we just do it sparingly is all.
Retire, semi-retire.
Semi-retire. Go into semi-retirement. Work 20 hours a week instead of 40. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work, guys. I'm enjoying this council. Went back for round two.
You like that, huh? Like
Perfect Pour. You rock. The Biff out of here. Ooh. We are happy new beering. It's Happy New Year from the Midwest. We wanted to call in and hunger strike you.
What?
And give you our favorite beers from 2016. We're a little behind. I know you guys had your
follow-up show. Yeah, we already did that show. Chew your beer. We
wanted to call you in and give you the best beers, that our favorite beers, rather. Not the best beers, but our favorite beers of 2016. I'm doing the annual New Year's Eve hang with the boys at Beaver Liquors. And we are counting down to midnight, having some beers. Chuck, I'm going to make you go first.
I will go with constantly getting Lizard King.
Lizard King from Pyreboard's favorite beer.
I'm jealous of
2016.
That. Lizard King's
best. Doing this for Chad, what do you got?
Steel and bread. So my favorite beer of the year is actually Two Hearted from Bell's. Not that it's a new beer. But it came out in, I think this year, 16-ounce cans and 12-ounce cans.
Yes.
And the format change was awesome. I mean, 12 packs is too hard for like 17, 18 bucks. Absolutely killer.
And my favorite beer of the year was Deep Space by Half Acre. Double IPA of the Space, which I'm pretty sure we sent you a copy of. Bottle of Deep Space was by far my favorite beer of the year. Not best beer, but favorite beer of the year. So, keep up the good work, guys. Always good to hear what you guys have to say, and cheers.
Cheers. Beer with Friends podcast.
Oh, I'm growing listening. Hungry.
Should have cut them off when I had a chance. Thanks, Beer with Friends.
Jesus. Good to know they're alive. They made it to another year.
You know the rules, everyone. Two voicemails per episode, just to let you know.
Hello, everybody. Oh. This is Paul from Fairfax with another edition of
yes.
The Mo Parking Lot.
All right, this week, wait, hold on.
Paul, you must warn us.
I'm juggling a lot of balls here. I should have really, you know, started researching.
You're doing what?
Nothing. Okay, Paul, carry on.
I'm in the Albany BevMo parking lot.
He's traveling.
Little cousin to Berkeley. And why anybody in their right mind would go to BevMo when they're only about a half a mile away from field work, it's beyond me. But I'm doing it for art and investigative journalism.
Yes.
So today, in the BevMo, I see that they have their little, you know, a lot of beer places and Whole Foods and stuff have their, like, employee pics. You know, it's a little picture of their employee mm-hmm. next to some particular item that
chalk drawing
like.
Of
and,
employee.
And the ones at BevMo, they're called BevMologists. And so I saw this Genius. Guy, Jordan, I think his name was, BevMologist Jordan. His pick was Modern Times True Land, which, you know, of course, that's a good pick. The guy knows this beer. Mm-hmm. But, unfortunately, the beer on the shelf was 5 months old. So, there's another one for y'all. I'm glad to hear that Tony Bags is jumping in on the BevMo parking lot game because, you know, there can't be enough of us. I think that's all I got for you now, guys. Cheers. Happy New Year's. And I will talk to you soon.
Thanks, Paul. That BevMo report. Man,
is that like they going to get better? Is that like the manager special?
Yep.
Get this out of here.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah, it's like what are our old beers? All right, that's your pick. What? I don't even know what beer it is. That's your pick. We got to get this beer out of here somehow. Get your pretty boy picture up there so we can get some ladies to buy your beer.
Can you get a price check in the True Lands? Anybody?
Oh, no.
Anybody?
No.
Trying to get Mikey riled up.
Not these guys.
What will push him over the edge?
Not these guys.
What will push him over the edge?
Again, John, other John, we don't have beer here. You gotta stop with the beer price checks. Okay.
How old is too old for an IPA?
I don't know. I don't know, John. I don't know what. I don't even know IPAs, okay? This is called the Guitar Center. It's a music store. Do you have a music question, John? Other John?
No.
Thanks. That's actually an appropriate use of the PA, almost. You came close to the appropriate use. Might have to be a question. All right. Get back to work.
Can we keep our beer in the fridge in the break room?
That's fine. I don't care.
Do you know where the remote is for the TV in the break room?
I don't know. Okay. Go back to work.
Somebody said you had it last, actually.
Go back to work.
They're going to get that PA fixed. Oh, fuck
that. That was weird.
It's getting rammy.
We may have to retire the Guitar Center.
I think that might have just killed it.
That was it.
We finally did it. Damn it.
Damn it. We had so much life left in it.
So many things we still had to do. Actually, I have an idea for our YouTube channel, but we'll work on that later.
Yeah.
As we wait for this voicemail to load up, for God's sakes.
Look at that teaser.
Yeah. I'm trying to fill in this time while this freaking wheel of death happens on our voicemail.
Maybe we'll do something with YouTube.
Whoa.
We got an open box buy situation here.
Shut up, other John. First John.
It's not so much an open box as it is unwrapped tacos. This guy brought in tacos.
The guy brought in tacos.
He'd like to trade for a six pack of strings.
Guy brought in tacos. What should I do?
That's the best advice ever.
Are they double decker tacos?
They're upper decker tacos.
Never heard of upper decker tacos. Can you describe them?
Oh, you'll know. You will instantly know.
when the urge hits.
Wow. We're having the voicemail technical issues. We should have more beer. We need new beer.
Way to start off 2017. We're doing so well up until this point.
And the technology is not working.
Stupid technology.
Oh, you want one of us to get up to go
well,
get a beer?
I don't know. I'm trying to work this thing.
No. I got it. I'm just going to go over here and get a beer.
That's what she said. I don't know. I'm just here trying to work this thing.
I'll do it myself.
Do it myself.
How you been, Nick?
Hey, I've been all right.
That's good. Good to know.
Yeah.
Glad. Glad you're listening to the show. We appreciate it.
We're glad you're back.
Looking forward to 2017.
What are you the perfect
board? Oh, look, we got it.
You're ready. Check it out, This is two of your beers.
On that we got going. We got to get this fridge mic and see what's going on over there. Oh, look. He's something in there. Shh, let's not say anything, Nick. He can't hear us.
Jacuzzi and beers.
How about that one? Is that one good?
That sounds like a good one. Hey!
Oh, what?
Hey!
You heard that?
He's opening it.
Hey, wait a minute. That's an unsanctioned opening.
Unsanctioned opening! And that was the fridge mine.
All beers must be opened within the vicinity of the table.
There's less dog farts over there.
On or over the table.
I love gold.
Ooh. I get
that's not going away.
Middle pour.
Saw one of my favorite beer styles in the fridge, so I had to open it.
Oh, this is another one out of the variety pack from Sierra Nevada, the brand new variety pack IPA out. This is the Black IPA, Dark Hoppy Ale.
It is dark, and it smells of hops. Dark?
Now, that's how a Black IPA should taste. Or a Cascadian Dark Ale.
Mm. I do whatever Sierra says.
I like how the dog just scared himself.
He does that.
Who's there? Oh, it's my tail.
This is one they include. I've not noticed this before. Maybe they've been doing this a while. But they included their North Carolina brewer on this, their brewery on this. The Chico and Mills River, North Carolina. So, I don't know. Maybe they've been doing that for a while, since their North Carolina one was there. Yet the other one. This is all, they're giving equal billing to the North Carolina, Sierra Nevada.
Is this an East Coast mixed pack?
Maybe. It's pretty good, though.
Is that why it's cheaper?
Maybe.
The minimum wage back there is cheaper to make this beer.
That's probably true.
Predictions. What are they? All
right.
So, choose your beer. I'm going to try to predict some shit that's going to happen over the year of 2017. Orderly, check it out, eh?
Let's check it out.
One of them, Zach's Brewery, will find a location by March, Holmes. Orderly, why? Because March is my birth month. Orderly, check it out, eh? Another one, Chocotazo will be a... Fuck it, Holmes. Orderly, Chocotazo will be a beer at Zach's Brewery. And I think it would be like top three selling beers.
I would like to see it happen this year.
Another one that said, perfect pour meetup will happen this year, Holmes.
Ooh.
If you don't fucking get together to set it up, I'm going to have to do it. I said, and it would either be hosted be at Zach's Brewery or at Tioga Sequoia or maybe even McLeod. What a lay. If it happens in McLeod's day, then that's when I get to barbecue. I say, really, check it out. Hey, another one, it said, Tioga Sequoia will come to L.A.
Oh.
Why? Because I'm going to make it happen, Holmes. If Tioga Sequoia doesn't do it, I say, I'm going to start hiring a bunch of mules, and start bringing that DDH, Holmes, and start selling it over here, in the corner of fucking, like a Van Nuys and fucking Sherman Way, Holmes. So, more information for that, eh? Orderly, this is True Your Beer. And 2017, I'm really looking forward to it, eh? Because usually I don't look forward to anything, Holmes, because you don't know if you're going to be locked up or fucking, or locked up or fucking locked up.
Or locked up.
Orderly, this is True Your Beer, Holmes. Have a good one, eh? Peace out.
Peace, Chew.
I don't want you.
Prison beers, not a thing to look out for. 2017.
Chew did it. I mean, it was a little late, but Chew did a whole bunch of polls on Twitter that were 2016 related polls on Twitter. What one he did was best show tangent, and the choices were Red Frank, which is that's Dorktown.
Yeah,
but the other one was Price Check John, or AKA the Guitar Center workers on the PA, Taco Party, and Great Success. So he was mixing like Dorktown and Perfect Pour in there. But Taco Party, I don't know if that's the show tangent. Taco Party was the show. Because, you know, Matt went to that taco party.
That actually happened.
He went to an actual taco party.
It did happen.
The best beer container, a 16-ounce, 22-ounce, 12-ounce, or Crowler. And Crowler's running away with that.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Oh, we have live results?
Yeah, I'm seeing results. You got to actually choose. If you go Chew Your Beer and look at Chew Your Beer on Twitter, you can look in his feed. Eventually, you'll see him. 2016 Fresno Brewery of the Show, Tioga Sequoia is winning over Full Circle and Pine and Palm and mm-hmm. House of Pendragon.
Whoa.
But Pine and Palm does have some votes, so...
Ooh, tangent. Speaking of Pendragon, they have released probably one of the most ridiculous and also coolest glasses I've ever seen.
Got it.
They have released a glass red Solo cup glass.
Oh. Wait, what?
So it's not
red?
It's not red plastic. It's actually a glass shaped like the red Solo cup with their logo on it.
Wow. Yeah.
Those do exist in the catalog.
Nice.
Yes.
I want to see.
They've gone beyond the can glass as far as ridiculousness.
I want to see in real life.
Yes. Look for epic glassware from House of Pendragon.
He had the best 2016 show brewer friend. Steven of Zach's Brewing, Scotty B, Tyler of Libertine, Condominium Brewing Crew. Scotty B's winning on that one.
Whoa. Oh, this is brewer guest?
Yeah.
Brewing guest?
Show segment, looking out for voicemails, been caught drinking and cheers. Voicemails are winning in a landslide.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder who's voting in this poll.
Interesting. So yeah, there's some Chew Your Beer. Best Paul Sound Drop, Cold Transfer, Chocotazo, Top Pour, or Blue Cheese IPA. Chocotazo is winning. What do you know?
Wow. So Chew's voting.
Just Chew, and then Chew's all his accounts, all his different accounts. Thank you, Chew. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We got to check back on that.
And then Chew started tweeting the beers, which I don't think they've ever paid any attention to us whatsoever, even though we exist.
About right.
And he started, because I just was just like, threw it out there as like one that recommended to listen to. And now he's like tweeting, I'm like, oh, hey. I don't know. Like, you guys are like sounding like it's all professional and edited. He's like, yeah, I edit a lot of show. And like, he's adding us when he's talking to him.
Oh, crap.
I'm just like, Chew, we have nothing to do with this.
We did not provoke this.
No. But it was cool. Like, Chew will just give up straight up like reviews of the podcast at them and like give them like, the total just open review of their show.
Like you did with that barbecue guy?
It's got us added onto it. I'm like, no. Like, we're not reviewing you. It's not us. It's Chew. And they took it in good stride. They were like, they appreciate Chew. So,
They appreciate us or him?
No, Chew. I still think they don't have no idea what
we appreciate. Chew.
He has a way with the podcasters.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
It's got to be
Scotty B.
I'm drinking.
Yay.
And you know what? I was going to bring you guys something that me and Steven Zach made.
Yeah.
But you know,
going to do a drop off.
Just wasn't up to it. That's why I was dragging ass. I just didn't have the energy. I'm sorry, guys.
We're okay.
It's a really special creation that I think is quite good, but it's not for everyone. It really isn't. It's a dry hopped goes, and it goes down easy.
Had it.
But it's not for everyone. It's, you know, it's hoppy and it's sour, which is kind of a hard thing to pull off. But the hops are kind of lime, so kind of works with it. Sour, salty, and hoppy. That's like a flavor combination. It's like a party in your mouth and everyone's invited. But only if they could hang tough. And since I didn't sing the Hangin' Tough song last time I called in, I guess I'm going to have to sing it now. Hangin' tough. Hangin' tough.
Damn We're it. Rough.
Yep. Whoa. Almost forgot that part. Well, anyway.
Did you?
Just wanted to tell you that I was going to bring you guys something, but I didn't. Isn't that great? Well, you know what else is great? You. So keep up the great work, guys. I'm drinking.
Scotty B. Mikey's loading us up.
Oh, we can't.
No, we're scared. We're scared whenever you leave.
What do we do now?
We do not know what to do.
Get some beers. Thanks, Scotty B.
Beard up.
We've got one more voicemail, but we got to get through this Sierra Nevada variety pack so you, the listener, can know whether you want to buy it or not. It was on sale for $13 at Save Mart.
Why would you not want to buy it?
Hey, Sierra Nevada variety packs always work.
Except when they put one coffee beer with six IPAs. Jerks.
Yeah. No. Gotta get this.
Oh, coffee stuff. That sounds awesome.
Gotta get the whole thing if you want it. I love gold.
Oh, do you?
I love gold.
Deja vu.
This is the Peach IPA from Sierra Nevada.
It's pronounced Piach.
Piach IPA.
It's pronounced Dumas. I'm not looking forward to this. Just going to say that right now. But I'm going to try it in my small glass.
It's not the best thing in the world.
Oh, man. I don't know that I get the peach. Not necessarily want to, but
I'm not
sure what I get.
Oh, yeah. It's in there.
Not a flavor I'm looking for in an IPA.
I don't know about this one, guys.
The good thing is it does taste like a Sierra Nevada beer.
Well, we've got one more to finish that off, so if we can get a full recommendation or not on that one. But here is the last voicemail of the week.
Fruit and hop ale. Fruit and hop.
Fruit and hop is good, yeah?
It's not good.
Oh, it's not good. All right, come on, last voicemail. You know you want to. Call me tonight. Leave me that voicemail. All right, well, let that wind up here.
Greetings and salutations from Windy Fontana. Hey, gentlemen, I don't know if you guys got around and grabbing that coffee colt you guys talked about last
yeah.
year. That is our last, yeah, last year.
Ironically.
That is, that's my personal vote for funnest new beer discovery of 2016.
It's
out of
fun.
Husk
it's
Brewing
fun.
Out in the Phoenixes somewhere. I don't know, somewhere North Phoenix something. It's super easy to drink. When I was drinking it, I was first thinking about how that'd be a good pool beer. And then, of course, you wonder if that would be a good Jacuzzi beer because
success.
The coffee help you be strong like gold. Yeah.
Shower beer.
couple other nominations. I got probably the rammiest shows of the year.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I think my third place vote's going to me and Paul from Fairfax. The Dorktown Studios was, I think, the fourth drinking stop of the night. Number two is going to the Clam Jam episode.
Oh, yeah.
The number one rammiest episode of 2016, I think, has to be the Chew Your Beer episode. A lot of that has to do with the number of people in the studio. Plus, I think it was hilarious how producer Becky, through the whole episode, is in the background just having her own conversations during the whole Perfect Four episode. That's great. That's funny. I also have to nominate my funnest Mikey was uncomfortable moment of the year, and that was the debate / conversation / argument between Tyler and Tony Bags. It was kind of like you're watching mom and dad fighting and you don't want to take a side and you have your own opinions, but you're just uncomfortable in the corner.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for the good year. In fact, I think 2016, I just had my perfect poor anniversary. The first episode I listened to was Rush Day of 2016.
Okay. That's a weird show to listen, come into the show
with. And real quick pro tip before my 3 minutes are up, Mikey. I went and saw Rogue One on opening day as I was driving down.
I saw it on Thursday night.
Turlock. I hit Dust Bowl Brewing, had a nice dinner, or I had a nice lunch, had some meals, and then hit the theater. There are 12 people in there besides me. Thank you, guys, and keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Oh, yeah, if you want to stay away from the crowds in the Star Wars opening, go to Turlock, hit the Dust Bowl, and go to the Turlock Theater. It's a good reco.
Turlock.
Thanks, Fontana Jim. It's a good call. Yeah, that was the definitive show of the year to me was the Tyler and Tony Bag show.
That was yours?
Yeah.
Your favorite or your most memorable?
I don't want to say my favorite, maybe, but I just think that was like the most meaningful. That got the most controversy. Although Clam Jam got a lot of controversy. I think we got the most emails after Clam Jam. The most feedback we've gotten was after Clam Jam and after Tony Bags, Tyler and Tony Bags. Those are the two shows we've gotten the most feedback about, and I think historically.
Yay.
Thank you for the voicemails, and that kind of wraps up the 2016 Perfect Pour, hopefully. I guess. And
we'll see.
Hopefully, yeah.
Somebody will call in next week. They'll still be getting calls.
That's just fine. But hopefully we'll keep it going in 2017. Yeah,
left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Aww. What kind of Paul surprises are we going to have in 2017? Do you think we'll actually be able to set foot in a Zach's Brewing?
Yes, he is.
A public place where
he is beyond determined to find a place. Ooh, as frustrating as it is.
Mm-hmm. He's out there competing with Forwarder.
Uh-huh.
We got probably unprecedented. We have two startup breweries searching for the perfect spot right now.
And Pine and Palm searching, they want to expand.
So oh, really?
You got three.
Man.
Gunning for the best spot in town. Gunning,
looking for spots. That best industrial park.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for that perfect industrial park.
Does your industrial park have craft beer? Then it sucks.
It sucks. Then your industrial park sucks.
But yes, I could see Zach's happening this year.
That would be so cool.
Super cool.
I assume he's going to pick one that has a podcasting studio space, right?
He better or he's fired.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
We'll never drink your beer again.
either build us a studio or we don't,
we'll never talk about you again. And you know what? You know the kind of power we have.
Yeah.
In this, in the beer scene, we could shut breweries down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beers to look out for. Some releases to look out for and stuff we're looking out for personally. This is the big one. Really the only one you need to be thinking about over the next few weeks. Kern River, Citra. Citra, their double IPA, the famous Citra from Kern River. February 3rd to the 12th. And it is right now on brown paper bag tickets.
It's already on sale? This is the lottery to... I'm confused at how this
brown
works.
Brown paper bag ticket right now. It's the ticket's $96.
Well, that's for... You have to buy one case.
One case. You buy one case. You can only buy a case, and you can't buy more than a case.
But you cannot buy less than a case.
Yeah, so, well, here, I've got the page pulled up. Brown paper, it says begin order. Let's see what happens when I begin order. Price levels, it's like $96.
Yeah. And there's three different days.
You pick the days. February 3rd to the 5th, 6th to the 9th, 10th to the 12th, because you have to physically go up to Kern River, which is in Kernville, California, near Bakersfield-ish, and pick them up and see what happens when I choose February 3rd through the 5th. I'm doing this for the listeners here. Hopefully I don't actually spend $100.35 with the service fee. But although, I mean, I would love to get a case of Citra, just I'm not going to drive to Kernville. Okay, now it wants me to log in the account. Now I can't go this far, guys. Can't log in.
Accidentally buy a case.
But it seems like...
Come on, bro.
You can just...
That's so weird that it's just on sale. If
our Patreon, our Golden God, it gets that big, maybe next year we can just buy a case. But
I just can't believe it's actually just on sale right now, like here it is.
Yeah.
Like you know, so many years it's been a lottery or enter to win an attempt at buying or you know, whatever. Whatever it is, you never just had the chance to just buy it.
Mm-hmm.
This actually seems like you can actually buy it right now.
Right. You can email Eric@KernRiverBrewing.com. If you have any questions about that, or just go to KernRiverBrewing.com. Just order it. Order a case. Slip us one. And, we'll be appreciative of it. We appreciate, yes. So there you go. Citra is coming. I think they're doing it because of San Francisco Beer Week. And the gala, or not the gala, but there's the double IPA festival they got there. So that's why they're brewing a batch of Citra now. Rogue has one out, which I just want to try just because producer Becky's Rogue Hazelnut is her go-to beer. They're blending their chocolate stout with the hazelnut brown.
Whoa.
Calling that hazelnutty chocotabulous.
How drunk were they when they came up with that?
It's got hazelnutty chocotabulous. It's the candy bar in a bottle they're billing it as. So sounds like they're trying to be like a Tioga Sequoia or something. Speaking of, I see all this cake and cake rush and cake stuff. I have yet to have any of that cake, so I guess I'm just looking out for that cake now.
It's available at the brewery.
Tioga Sequoia. Ah, down there.
Leave my house.
Cake Rush is hitting a few select stores in town.
Oh, okay.
S'mores is sold out, and Piece of Cake is available at the tap room.
You're a piece of cake.
Is Piece of Cake in bottles or just is just tap?
Bottles.
But those bottles are not going to go anywhere else.
And then if you're looking for All the Mornings, the other dessert stout, it'll be available every Tuesday this month.
Every Tuesday this month, All the Mornings.
By the way, Tiago, it's open on Tuesdays.
In bottles or on draft?
Bottles.
Wow. So every you guys are just holding back and only on Tuesdays.
So All the Mornings, we did end up with a slightly higher yield than we thought we would have, so we're going to disperse those over the month. And cake, same thing. We got a few more cases than we thought. So we sold as much as we wanted to on New Year's Eve, but we're just going to – we're going to sell, sell, sell.
Sell. Buy high, sell low. So. No, wait. Sell low, buy high. Oh, wait. Still not right.
Still not right.
Make that money.
Make that money.
That's the, not attitude, the mantra. What do you call that?
I don't know what you call that.
Outlook for the year.
Yeah, that's your 2017.
Make money. Yuck. Money. Woo! Be money.
What are you guys beer looking assistant out for? Bearded Brewer 87.
It's Matt. It's somewhere between a looking out for and I'm coming for you.
And a had it.
The Save Mart by my house, the Hernan and Milburn, they have Pure Hoppiness six packs. And it's a $17 price point, it was re-pointed out to me, even though I knew, that it's a decent price per beer. So I'm just going to suck it up and buy it. Put it in my fridge.
What's the – knowing the Herndon and Milburn Save Mart, you got to watch them dates over there.
No, it's fresh.
Oh, it's fresh, huh? Yeah. Okay.
It's a fresh pack. It says enjoy by like May of next year or something like
all
that.
Right, so. All right.
Or May of 2017, this year. So it's definitely a fresh one.
All right, good. Mm-hmm. That's all you're looking out for right now?
Yes, because Kern River, Knee Deep is toting about their Stoutella cans, and I'm not looking out for that.
So that kills all your other looking
that's
out for?
That's for somebody else, not me.
There's a beer out there that's so annoying to Matt that it just stopped him from looking out from other beers. He's like, man, what beers are out there? Like, Stoutella. What? I don't know. I don't want to look at any more beer.
I subtract beer.
I look out for nothing, sir. Good day.
What is this?
What is this? Nick.
Hello.
Have you looked past the Stoutella and still see other beer?
I'm glad I did not stare into the eyes of Stoutella.
Yeah, poor Matt. He's like, oh, I can't see other beer.
I'm looking out for Big Sky, makers of Moose Drool.
Montana Brewer.
They have a beer called
Missoula.
Ivan the Terrible.
Is this a Russian guy or a woods guy?
The woods guy?
Yeah, he's in the woods. Montana.
Montana. Oh, yeah.
You ever heard of Ivan the Terrible? No, Danny. What is it? He comes out of the woods with little kids that won't go to bed.
Wow.
Little kids won't go to bed. Comes out of the woods and eats them.
You obviously have children. So there's an Imperial Stout to look out for.
Yes.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, okay.
How about Double Barrel Big Bad Baptist from Epic?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
How about it?
Sounds delicious.
Delicious.
It is also, I could barely read it, cocoa nibs and whiskey barrel aged coffee
blah, 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 whiskey barrels. There you
go. I saw whiskey barrels.
That's all I need to know. But for you IPA fellows, Monkish, a brewery I don't have very much of, but love their Crowler labeling. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. I'm really fine. I'm not drunk. They have a brew. They have a juicy brew.
Juicy brew.
Called Juice Lee.
Ah.
Ha,
ha.
Juice Lee. Bruce Lee, but it's Juice Lee.
Those guys.
Oh, Monkish, you're so silly.
I've seen that as well. It does look good.
Yeah. I think I would try it.
I want to try.
I'm not a huge fan of these foggy IPAs.
Yeah, I kind of.
But I'm not over trying them yet either.
Yeah. I've not burned out on them.
Right.
I'm still into them. Yeah. I'm not hugely into them, but
it does make me appreciate
they are sometimes good,
a crystal clear sure. beer that much more. Like, yeah. I do like to see a really clean and crisp IPA.
That reminds me of looking out for Tioga has a foggy IPA. I saw it getting released.
Yep.
Have you tried that?
I have not tried it.
You will not. Are you refusing to try it?
No, it's literally being packaged right before our
drop. Oh, so. Oh, it's being packaged?
Yeah. Well, cakes.
I thought it was. Oh, okay. I thought it was just draft only.
Ooh, release. That would be a cool bottle.
That is a form of packaging.
Oh, sorry.
It's not a very portable type of package.
Yeah.
You cannot just put a keg in your pocket.
Can I come to the beer garden and order a keg for my party?
No.
You need party kegs, bro?
Mike is breaking shit right now.
That's what you get for it.
Do breweries sell keg sarongs so you could like cradle your keg next to your bosom? Like, and take it home with you.
You could do whatever the hell you want with it.
That's the thing. The kegs are wrong.
Well, that's what I'm doing with it then.
There you go. That's how you carry your keg around. You got like your own, it's got like your own pump and the little faucet on the end.
I've got a growler, little growler, bag or like a little,
growler bag.
Like you'd have for your bag for your bike.
Ah, really?
Messenger bag. It's like, you know, but it's for a growler.
Oh.
So why don't they do it for keg?
So you're saying you ride a bike?
Put a keg in my bike.
So you're saying you ride a bike?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Technically.
Oh, yeah?
Don't worry about time, you know, how much, but I do. I know how to ride it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I stay upright.
I've never seen this bike.
One day.
No, with bikes.
One of the summer nights we're here, I'll open up the garage. We'll do a biking competition.
Yes.
Oh, fixie, that's gonna be fixie, so cool. You got a fixie, bro?
No.
Oh, well, sorry. On fixies only.
I'm a roadie.
Fixie only bike show.
Don't show up unless you're on your fixie.
Yep. This guy, he's going off road. And
what's the password? It's a 3-second track stand. You got this, bro.
Yeah. This guy coming up with his knobby ass freaking bike tires.
Where'd you get that, Walmart?
Ooh, going up some big mountains, are you?
For bikes, we clip the kegs to the sides like saddlebags.
Ooh, that's badass.
Yeah, totally.
Saddlebags.
Totally.
Keg bags.
I totally know what this conversation is right now.
Because
I'm weighing
bike things.
I'm way into that stuff.
Yeah. Two things that have never been used in this garage. The Mr. Beer Kit and Mike's bike.
No. I use that bike. Come on now. Come on now.
Use the bike or use two bike.
Ooh.
I do when I want. Oh, did you get some shrapnel from that?
Damn. Is this a gusher?
This is from Fontana Gym.
Gold!
Orange blossom wheat beer with natural orange flavor added from Papago Brewing Company. It's a mandarin wheat.
The more you're talking about it, the more interest I'm losing.
You keep saying things about it, and nothing's really hitting. Oh, I smell the wheat. I'm getting that wheat.
Oh, it's a creamsicle.
Ah, two row.
Got any of that rare six row?
Nah, bro. Oh, that's six row. Nobody's got six row around here.
Six row. You ain't around from around these parts, are you?
And an event to look out for, to close out, look out for. Modern Times, Carnival of Caffeination Festival, February 11th. 30-plus brewers and 8 coffee roasters. That sounds like something Matt would want to be at.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go.
Maybe you convinced me.
I'm convinced. I will go now. So that's all the things to look out for this week.
Very good.
Wow. You just bored him.
Damn it. Or for boring Matt, we're screwing up.
Yes, very creamsicle.
If you like creamsicles,
50-50 bar.
It's a beer for you.
What? Where did that come
from? That was Paul.
Oh.
Wasn't me.
Damn you, Paul.
Beers we have been caught drinking in the past week, and we all know. Studio Lab is killing
noises.
The brothers over there. We have had New Year's Eve in the past week in our been caught drinking. It's not every show we have New Year's Eve to draw upon. I had a weird New Year's Eve. Well, not really weird, but. I went to a House of Pendragon, and I had a little window of time that I was like, well, I'm just get some House of Pendragon growlers for New Year's Eve, and got to hang out there for about an hour and do some tasting.
Nice.
See which growlers, which
very
what
jealous.
I wanted to fill my growler with.
I'm not
is
sure.
Is that what the kids are calling
I
these
am not
days?
Sure. So I will try them.
They were very accommodating. It was, and let me try as much as I wanted to. And, you know, only
hey,
paid
thanks for coming.
Only paid for some of them.
You got to leave now because we're going home.
Yeah. I was kind of like, yeah, I was the last person in there.
Oh, my.
But they were still, they're going to be open till 8, and I was there till 6. And there was nobody else in there. So I don't know if they're like, oh, shut it down.
Yeah. So you got plans to stay there tonight, huh? Yeah. You got plans tonight? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got stuff
plans,
to do?
Plans? You got things you're going to go do right
yeah.
now?
Yeah. I bet your family misses you. You don't you want to be with your
you
family?
You don't have a family? Or,
as soon as I'm done here, I'm
going to
go.
Call you should I call your wife to come pick you up?
Did we tell you about our new service? We order the Uber for you. Yeah. We could really help you get an Uber right now.
No, I'm fine. Thanks.
I bet family's showing up about now. These you probably want to get home.
These growlers are to go.
I hear there's a checkpoint setting up soon. You probably want to get
probably
home.
Get through that before
they set that up.
Well, I had the single hop Eldorado. I don't think I like Eldorado hops. Wasn't too into that one. had another mouth jouster. I got another mouth jouster, guys.
Oh.
Just so you know.
And then you had a bear.
Yep. Hey, I had the Star Wars theme named No!
You would.
But Padme, she was alive. I felt it.
It's a long beer name.
I'm afraid in your anger. No! I like that one. That was nice. That was a dark.
Did it live
IPA.
Up to its name though?
Hmm.
Did it live up to its name?
No. Of no.
Of no.
No. More.
Was it as great as the name was?
Well, nothing can live up to a Star Wars name. So.
Oh, gotcha.
No, but it was good. Good dark beer. I think it might have been my favorite actually, but it wasn't what I went with the growler with. The batch 250, which I'm curious how. He is named a beer batch 250, and Tioga has a batch 250, but
Tioga gave it
it's
up.
It's confusing, but
nobody has. I mean, Nobody's really commented on that. But yes, they both of us have released an Imperial IPA as the 250th batch.
Hmm. Interesting. That's a good beer.
You can't own a number, Mike.
I guess you can't. What I ended up going with for my growler was Wallcat, which is, I would assume, the Simcoe hopped IPA, because it's, you know, that cat piss kind of hoppy cat piss, if you like that, which I am actually.
Ooh, I have not had one of those for a long time.
I enjoyed, that's what I went with. I went to a brew pub.
What?
Before going to see Rogue One for the second time, I went to a brew pub. And I actually enjoyed it quite nicely.
Yes, we know.
The Mad Duck.
We saw the
brewing
pictures.
Yeah.
Looks like you're having fun.
At Perfect Pour Pod.
You were having
on Instagram.
Fun.
Did you get Tater Tots?
Oh, I don't think so. I think my kid did, though. Mm. And I don't think I somehow didn't steal any. I had their Citra.
Yep.
This is always the buzzworthy mm-hmm. beer they got there, and
always
I enjoyed
a solid
it.
Brew from them.
I enjoyed it, and then they also have an almond brown that producer Becky had some of that, and that was pretty good. So I like Mad Duck. They got good food, and they're a good option if you're going to go to the movies. Why not go over there? That's all I'm saying.
That's where I saw it. Did not get to go have beers before,
That was enough. I got sick after that, after New Year's, and I shut it down for the past few days. So I have not been drinking. I dried out a little bit.
Not cool, bro. Not cool.
But
what is this dog doing?
The Studio Lab is now taking over producer Becky's chair. Which is fine, because he's out of the way now.
I do what I want.
All right. Never mind. Good job, Louie. Good job.
Hello.
Ting. Bearded Brewer. I'm Dorktown on Untappd, by the way. Dorktown. Please friend me. Please make me feel good by friending me on Untappd. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd, which is Matt.
That's me. We recently had a company party up in the northern of Fresno's at a certain place that has video games and beer. And we were drinking on some Sherman, some 99s, just kind of enjoying those. We walked over to the craft beer wine bistro, and he had some double dry hop Sherman on. So company party, why not have some double dry hop Sherman?
Good. Excellent beer.
The New Year's Day, was it? I went over to the brother's house.
All was quiet.
Day after, post New Year's.
So the second.
Yes. Oh, no, maybe it was New Year's Day.
So the first.
I cannot remember.
So it could have been the first or the second. Let's go with the first.
Anyways, maybe on tap will tell me.
We had.
Oh, it was the first.
We had a beer in vinyl night.
This is why Untappd is important and checking in. Yeah, at the time, you think, I don't really need to check in. You do.
Well, technically, it was both days because we were still drinking after midnight. What? So
after midnight.
We gonna let it all hang out.
We did not listen to that album.
No
Clapton?
But I have it.
All right.
I got some cool. Slow Hand at home.
All right. Yeah. But yeah, we listened to several records, and during that time, we enjoyed A Damnation from Russian River. That was a fine bottle.
Oh.
Had aged for...
Where did that come from?
That was my cellar.
A store?
That would have been Oakland Whole Foods where I picked up that bottle.
Oh.
Let's see. I was at Fresno Whole Foods, and they had Alpine Duet in the tall bottles, so I picked up one of those. We also enjoyed that, shared it. The brother brought out a Shuttle Bunny, so we got to enjoy one of those.
Yes.
So good.
Fresh.
Shuttle Bunny. Shuttle it's bunny. A freshie?
Mm-hmm. Forget your Citra. I'll take Shuttle Bunny.
Oh.
And going into my New Year's Eve, I had enjoyed an Old Rasputin, a Mount Whitney XPA, a mystery beer. It was probably a Golden Ale. And then a nice small glass of bourbon. That was my New Year's Eve.
It's a good name for a beer.
Small glass of bourbon.
Small glass of bourbon.
That's what I've been caught drinking.
All right. The Nick 80
right.
on Untappd.
I got to have the elusive Goes Down Easy from Zach's / Scotty B Brewing.
Oh.
What?
But it was not nearly as tart as Scotty B makes it out to be. It was salty and hoppy, but
it's
not
tart, Chief.
Tart.
Are you calling him a wuss?
It's I'm tart, him a Chief. Wuss. No, I think definitely not bad for the first ever Goza they've ever made, but I think it could be more tart. They could kick up the tartness at a skosh.
So that's a good review. You could use more tart versus going, tastes like pure gasoline.
Right, yes. My tongue is on fire, literally. I also had Zach's Galaxy Hopped IPA, which was tasty. Damn. This is New Year's Eve, by the way.
These were all supposed to be ready for Christmas Eve, and they were not, so I am jealous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He was having cold crashing troubles.
Oh. Well, the old cold crashing troubles. The old
cold crashing troubles.
Cold crashing. Cold crashing. Cold crashing my soul. Oh.
Yep. We also had something. Oh, the Anchor Christmas Ale.
Hmm.
2015.
I didn't have that this year. No, I did. I had one.
We had the 2015, though, so it was year old.
2015. Vertical? Did you vertical?
No, we didn't have any 16 to vertical with.
Boo.
I know. Lame. I shouldn't even be talking about it.
Yeah.
But we did it anyways. The highlight of New Year's Eve was probably the barrel-aged Bigfoot, followed up by the 2015 Parabolas.
Parabola.
Got the Parabolas.
Got them Parabolas.
Both of those were Zach's Brewing gift beers.
Nice.
Yes. That was, yeah. And then, into New Year's Day. What was the Green Flash we had? Did you mention that one?
I don't think Matt mentioned a Green Flash, did you?
Passion Fruit Kicker. That was a good one.
Fruit Kicker.
Brought over a couple 12-ounce cans, and so we popped one of those open.
Had some fresh recoed by you guys, fresh City of the Sun. Mm-mm. World Market had some freshies sitting on the shelf.
Huh.
Saw,
it's good beer.
Saw one of our listeners, Santiago. He was hanging out.
It's a damn
and beer. Working. So, of course, he was hanging out.
Hey, it's my job, but what are you up to?
And cheers to Adrian. That shuttle bunny was really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I haven't had an Adrian shuttle bunny yet.
Man. Yeah. Very nice beer. That's my Ben Cop.
That's your Ben Cop drinking. Time for at least one more beer.
Oh, yeah.
I love the gold. This is...
That was like the aftermarket version.
I love gold! I love the gold!
Do you have some of that gold I'm always hearing about? Ooh, that sounds like a 12-ounce pour.
This is the Torpedo Extra IPA in that Sierra Nevada variety pack.
Extra
IPA. This is the fourth one. So we're officially having all of it from their variety pack, taste testing it for you.
Mm. I mean, this tastes different for Sierra Nevada, but is it my preferred style? Probably not. It's still good, though.
Well, Torpedo used to be a good bang for the buck beer.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was a double and it was like, you know... Well, they changed it to coming out in four packs in cans.
Oh, okay, yeah. Remember that.
It was like $8 for a four pack.
Mm-hmm. Good, yeah. Good during the week buy.
Yeah, this is...
Get you through the week buy.
Stuck in an event center, you find the Torpedo booth.
Where's the Torpedo booth?
It does taste different from the...
It doesn't taste like the traditional Torpedo double
IPA.
It's not bad, though.
IBUs are way down. This used to be bitter as hell.
I'm going to, for the price of $13 for the 12-pack, I'm going to recommend the... I'm going to recommend it, the variety pack. Nick is going along with that as well.
I will agree with you.
Matt, are you recommending this variety pack?
Only because this is the only way you're getting the black IPA. Because Blindfold has not come back out, so...
This is the closest you'll get to Blindfold, and it's not in its an individual six pack.
Even if you only drink the Torpedo and the Black IPA, and you find somebody to drink the other two, you'd be all right.
All right. Well, you're recommending it. There's also a 12 pack of their,
or you just buy two 12 packs, and then just put the peach and the German in one box, and you gift that and to somebody.
Dump it in the lake?
You gift that to somebody, and you're like, here, I brought a mixed pack of these two beers.
Yeah. Look at this.
Dropping anchor.
There's also, they also had, which reminds me about beer camp. It's got to be happening here. It feels like beer camp's getting close to been a year. There's a 12 pack of one of their of a beer camp beer. I want to say it's tropical IPA. I want to say, but I'm not absolute on that. But I think it's a tropical IPA. That's just a 12 pack of it. No variety, just all
tropical,
all beer camp,
beer camp,
beer camp. Oh, Sierra. Cheers, 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 cheers. Oh, I heard cheers, cheese there. First time?
Oh, it's your first time?
Yeah, first time. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
I think that song got longer.
Yeah, I did hear cheers, cheese in there for the first time. I never hear it.
Never.
But there I heard it.
Never ever?
Never ever. Nick.
Hey, me?
You want to cheers some people?
I go first?
You go first.
Weird.
Weird, man. It's 2017. No rules.
Cheers to Craft Beerito, Instagram user handle name. Craft Beerito.
Craft Beerito.
It sounds like burrito, but it's Beerito.
I like those two things.
Cheers to the Mad Duck Brewing. I'm guessing because of Mikey's fine work, they now follow us.
Did they follow back finally?
Yeah, they followed back. Okay. And
the brewer was hanging out and doing brewer guy stuff back there.
Actual brewer?
Yeah.
There's actually a brewer there?
And I was like taking a picture and he saw me. He's like, I go, hey, how you doing? He said, hey, how you doing? And that was it. I didn't.
That was it.
I didn't do any.
This is going, the story's going somewhere. The story's going nowhere.
I didn't follow up or try to talk to him or anything.
Well, it looked like you were going to get a tour of the place.
We're about to leave for the movie. I couldn't start up a brewer guy conversation.
Did you at least give him a keep up the good work?
I should have.
Damn it.
Just like totally just like dark tangenting them
hey,
or something.
Hey, come here. I got a little clip for you.
Keep up the good work.
You want to hear a song? Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. That's for you.
It's all. Okay.
Security.
I will do that. Thanks, man.
And the 2017.
Oh, hold on. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work, guys. That's for you.
Yeah. That's for you, bro.
That's for you.
Should have done that. Damn it. I had them all at my fingertips.
Right there. Ah, so many missed opportunities.
Damn.
When you get home and realize what you could have done with it. 2017 Instagram name of the episode. Curb your enthusiasm.
Ah, So far, that is the leader.
Yes. We're back.
Best Instagram name, Curb Your Enthusiasm. You said it was Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm. That's Instagram. And, brewery never heard of before, Austin, Texas, Blue Owl Brewing Company.
That's weird because, maybe it's because you've seen that I follow, or.
Did you follow them?
Yeah, because we all share the Instagram account.
Yes.
All three of us. You never know who's posting pictures.
That's right.
Perfect Pour Pod on Instagram. Yeah, and I saw that. And I just thought Becky would like that brewer just because it's like Becky's into owls stuff.
Weird owls. Owls
paraphernalia. So that was looked. It was very Becky design on that one. So I'm like, I'll just follow that. Even though Becky doesn't even know what I'm doing.
Step one, talk to wife.
Yeah. Well, one of these days I'll tell you. We'll have a good conversation.
There you go. Hi, I'm Mike.
Hi. Oh, we've had that one.
Oh, okay.
Hello, wife.
She knows I like beer and Van Halen and
nice
the Vancouver Canucks. That's about enough.
All you do is listen to beer and drink Van Halen.
Yeah. And Star Wars, too. Don't forget
always
that.
Watching that Star Trek.
Always watching them Spock movies. I'm sorry. That's Star Trek. I watch Star Wars.
Yeah. It's way better.
It's like way more realistic.
It's actually believable.
Why don't you go watch that Harrison and Star Trek's actually in his more Fords? Fun.
I will. Thank you. Any more cheers, Nick?
That's it.
All right. Matt, you got some cheers.
Yeah. Cheers to Cody Graham, one of my new untapped friends. And also cheers out to Tony Bags. He's got a birthday coming up. And
happy birthday, Tony Bags. Happy Tony Bags.
He sent me a photo earlier, and he has put his hands on the Fernet Barrel Aged Porter, which is out of production. He's all, was this the one you're looking for? He's like, yeah, that is the one I'm looking for.
These are my hands on it.
So he's hoping to share that with us at some point in time.
Wow. That sounds important.
So those are my cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to the Scotty 41, a designer. One of the show listeners back east, the Scotty back east, he's been designing some pretty rad show-specific labels, and he designed a new Chocotasso label. We'll put it up on our Instagram. It's just looks like a legit beer label, but it's for Chocotasso, and it's pretty rad. So cheers to the Scotty. Cheers to Tom H, Bobby Diesel, Dustin Rocha, Darren Kennedy, Marshall Crotty, Roger B, Florida Steve, I has a bucket 7, coffee_and_comics, and of course, Reggie 559, boy Reggie, and of course our Golden Gods. The Golden Gods are the brave individuals that give us money every month for the show, for doing what we do, doing our little creative beer drinking show. They are gracious enough to donate money for us to do that and help pay for the cost of doing that and for beer and stuff. We're in the process of getting a crap ton of stickers because of that. So, yeah, thank you. To the Golden Gods, big cheers. If you would like to be a Golden God and get a little extra audio bonus for being one, patreon.com/perfectpour, or look at the show notes or perfectpourpod.com, and there's links to the Patreon, links to all the things that we do, and all your listenership is hella appreciated. And if there's anything you would like us to see us do more of in 2017 or less of.
Yes. If you do not like the ABV game.
Yeah. I'm not against the ABV game. I just think we probably use it too much. And I don't think it's as fun as it feels like it is to
us. I see the point. And if you're here, it's great. Right. If you're not here,
yeah,
probably sucks.
And that's why I always felt like that. And then every time I would ask somebody, it would be like totally just, no, it's great. I love it. I'm like, okay. And it's finally somebody. I was like, nah, dude. So you might be hearing less of the ABV game or more. I don't know.
Well, you know.
Sometimes it pisses us off. And we're like, no, we're going to do more.
We typically have a bit that we run for a year and then
run it into ground.
It's not that we get tired of it. We just find something.
Another bit to go to.
Yeah, that is equally as hilarious to us only usually.
Annoying.
And we jump on that shark for a year.
Yay. You have a beer of the episode here?
This deadlock favorite? Is freaking awesome.
Ooh, the deadlock wins.
Council Brewing's deadlock.
Black IPA.
Black IPA. I think I might have to go with the black IPA as well.
Damn it.
Yep. Sorry.
That's all right. More for me.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Be safe. Have fun drinking your beer this week. Be safe. Check us out.
See you next week.
We're on YouTube now. Look for links to that. And if you keep busy in between shows, YouTube and Instagram, Twitter, they're all things to check out. And we'll see you next week.